Hey,
Hi, how are you?
good. How are you?
I'm okay. We are looking to get some pricing on a 1.7 round DVS1. Oh, hold on. Red wants to talk to you. Hold
All right. Somebody's selling a DVS1 less than my cost.
Where?
Yeah, and it's
in a store?
No, it's GIS.
Online.
I mean, he has a DVS1. You know, the store down the street. You know.
Okay. Probably
DVS. Well, they don't buy street buy. That's what I'm trying to think. There, it's a DVS1 for 18 grand retail.
It's GIA.
Yeah, it's GIA. You said right, David? Yeah. Is that possible?
Probably not, because I know the DVV you have there is 22, and VS1's not going to drop it like 6 or 7 grand or more.
Right.
Hold on, let me expand this out and see.
I mean, are they getting better prices than I am? I doubt
this
it.
This is the thing. There's
much,
multiple
you know,
different type of GIAs. Unfortunately, you can't tell by just looking at the cert. You got to see what the stone looks like. Some like on Blue Nile and James Island, for instance, there's because the EVS2 that we have is 14,000. So that would be your cost if it was a DVS1. They'd be 18 retail. It doesn't make sense. So something's up with the stone that they have. It's either an off-graded stone, like Blue Nile and James Allen, like those cheap stones, or it's got like BGM, or it's an off-make, heavy fluorescence. Something is causing it to be extremely cheap like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, what's wrapped on those?
Here, like full wrap?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me pull it up here.
I know there, and you know, I agree with you. I think there's something off.
There's something off.
I'm just trying to figure out.
No, I gotcha. Full wrap is 13.4 per carat. So even 20 back is 18 cost, which, I mean, most of these are landing about 20 to 23 back. So even at 25, they're making, what, $1,000? There's no way that's going to be over 30 back. If it's over 30 back, they're showing up with the stone. Because if it's 30 back, it's 15.9, and he's only making like 2 or 3 grand. But even if it's 15.9, 30 back, there's something going on with the stone.
It's a BS1D color. A big
here,
color.
I actually have Mike here right
yeah.
here. Mike, do you have a second?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, what's up?
I have Red on the phone. His customer saw a stone in down the street from him, a 170 round DVS1.
Yes.
GIA, supposedly for 18 retail. Is that even possible? He has currently this one. But they saw at another store down the street, a DVS1 GIA for... That's why I said there's got to be something going on with it. Okay. He said possibly like medium or strong, something with more fluorescence.
Yeah,
that's,
you know, so yeah. Huh? No, I don't, he doesn't have it. You know, he's not, like on the other ones, we're competitive. He's like, why is this so much, you know, like we're selling ours for like, you know, 26.5 or 27.5, and they're you're at 18. That's a $10,000 difference.
Yeah.
So that's
well,
what
and yours
I'm
is a
DVD,
right?
Yeah.
So that also changes it too. But even Mike said it's most likely it would be something with strong blue.
Okay.
Let me know if that's the route we got to go,
so,
and I can always see.
Yeah. So. All right. So you don't think, you know, like. Apple to apple, there's no way that stone could be that cheap.
Not unless there's something up with
it. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. All right, honey. Thank
you. All right. No problem.
Bye.
Bye.